we did not, we, you know, we figured, well, that's our lot, you know. Mm-hmm. We went to work. In fact, I was reading an article in one of our Manitoba paper, one of the Manitoba magazines, and they said, I went to work at this place. And the first time I went, my name was Enta, E-N-T-A. Well, that does not sound Japanese, you know. Mm-hmm. So when I went into employment to this place, when they saw me, the job was filled. You see, and it happened to me a couple of times. So one time I said to the lady, the lady, I said, you're going to be sorry. I was so angry. I said, you're going to be sorry one day that you didn't give me that job, you know. And she acted like, oh, who cares? You know, that type of thing, you know. Well, I was reading an article in one of the things that they had, and they said, I went to work at a place that made hats, and everybody made, I don't know, 20 hats or something. I made 50 hats in one day, you know. And they said, oh my goodness sakes, you know. And I don't remember it, but that somebody had written an article, you know, about that, and that how I had outdid everybody, you know. Every Caucasian, you know what I'm saying? And so my father used to say, well, you have to be better than everybody else. Why would they hire a Japanese? You know, that was his motto.
Right.
And so I used to say, well, everybody hates me, you know? And he was saying, so what? You got a job, you know? Well, that was what, you know? Well, I don't remember outdoing everybody that much, but I was reading this article and I was thinking to myself, really, did I do that, you know? But it was something. But I told that lady that I said, you know, you're going to be sorry. Well, I boycotted that company for as long as I lived in Manitoba.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Every friend that said to me, oh, they were, you know, this United Shirt company, I said, no, don't go to work for them. If you want a job, I'll send you to any place else.